Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
I want to share some scriptures and that will release you. What I wanted to say is that I believe as we start this new year, that God has a vision and a purpose for each of you in 2018. He has a purpose and a destiny for you, for your family, and for us as a church, and for us as a nation. And Isaiah 43, 19 through 21 says this, Isaiah 43, do not remember the former things. So it's good for us. Some of the woundedness, some of the fear, some of the shadows that would have pulled you down, God says, do not remember the former things. So hurtful, painful things that would create bitterness, offense in your life. The instructions from your Heavenly Father right now is, do not remember the former things. The hurtful things, the painful things, the bitter things. God says, I'm giving you the ability to lay it aside. Put it back there. This is 2018. 2017 is over. So it's a new day. Hey, I have my birthday today. Gee, it's a new year. Yay, thank you. Praise God. I appreciate it. By the way, I'm looking forward to using my new iPhone. But he has a purpose and a vision. Tell your neighbor, he has a purpose for you. He has a vision for you. And I really, because, you know, when you have children, you have family and grandchildren and brothers and sisters and mom and dad and other, God cares for them. And so we believe in household prayers and household blessing. And we are including each of you here, those of our internet family. And what God is saying is, do not remember the former things, nor consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. So be an expectation. I am doing a new thing. Say, God is doing a new thing. So certain energy, certain aims, certain things that you were unable to do, I would challenge you to try some of these new things. What are some of the new things? What explore and things that are plus, things that edify, things that the Bible encourages to be part of. Do that. I am doing a new thing. It shall spring forth. And what is that? And he says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So where in the past, and I want to prophesy that over you, or ourselves, or myself, where I did not think there was a way forward, God is saying, I'm going to help you find a pathway. Your natural eyes may not see it, but I am declaring, God himself is saying, I am making a pathway for you. You may not see it, others may not see it, but I, the Lord, am making a pathway for your provision, for you to go forward, for you to achieve your vision. And I remember reading years ago about the Rocky Mountains. I used to, years ago, I don't know how many of you men usually are fans of Louis L'Amour books. He passed away many years ago, but he was a Western writer, a lot of Westerns. I collected. You can collect those books. The movie Hondo, for example, John Wayne, was one of the books Louis L'Amour. So it was that very edifying, you know, battles and things like that, but it was always about great character and courage and what's right and what's who is a good man and a godly man, how do they behave. So, but almost all of a lot of his books would be about the Rocky Mountains, about the region, the Rockies. And part of the reason was when people occupied the eastern seaboard about, you know, 200 years ago or so, but they had to go westward. And so a lot of wagons and all this started going westward. But when they hit the Rocky Mountains, they just were not able to pass through the Rocky Mountains. So it was a big, big barrier. There was a mountain that blocked them. And so there was a lot of settlements away from it. But it took them years to find a pathway, a way by which they could make way for regular citizens. I mean, pioneers and hunters and all of that could make their way through, but for large populations, they couldn't move across until they found a practical way to move ahead. So what I want you to see is that right now God is declaring, I see it, and I want you to see it in faith. I'm making a way in the wilderness for you and for your children. And claim that. And pray that in. See it. Speak it. Prophesy it. Pray it in. We are fasting in that there is a pathway for us ahead. And rivers in the wilderness. Because I, the Lord, give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. So God has chosen you, and therefore he's making a way in the wilderness for you. And he is also going to give you rivers in the desert where other people are thirsty. God says, I am going to do something awesome in your midst. And so I talked a little on Friday, watch, about some of the prophetic signs that we are seeing. And God wants to train us as disciples that we will be men and women who will carry the word of the Lord and his Spirit. We are led by the Spirit, so we should carry the sensibility of the Spirit. And the Spirit is prophetic. So there are prophetic signals all around us. And we are not going to be confused by the fog that is spread by lying spirits. For example, the media. Now there's even a title for, it's called fake media. And it is. You find that almost every day they'll lie about this or that or that. And on big headline, this has happened, this has happened. And then a few days later, on page 8 in a small line, there'll be a retraction. We made a slight mistake. And by the way, there was a big alert in Hawaii. There's a big missile flying towards us. Hide your children. There are people running in panic. How many of you heard that? Was it true? It was a lie. And it was, quote, a mistake. But the ones that they were blamed first were the U.S. Pacific Command, which is the Navy. And they are very good people, I'll tell you, and they are great. U.S. Pacific Command they were originally the ones who helped, you know, at that time in the Second World War. They are good people. And suddenly this lander comes. You dummies, you gave an alert, there was nothing. And they said, we didn't know anything about it. It was some person who, in the governor's office or somewhere, there in a state little thing, he's a new employee or something, I don't know, pushed the wrong button. Can you imagine? And that, talk about oopsie. Nuclear weapons are coming towards you. The president gets a bah, bah, bah. Nuclear weapon coming towards the United States. What do? And it's all a lie. Sheesh. I said, this is the spirit of political correctness and dummyhood is a major plague in our nation, especially in Washington, D.C. But they came out with this little thing saying, we need to retrain this employee. I said, retrain? I would isolate him on a remote island somewhere with just some bread and water for. So he almost created a nuclear war. But there is this whole thing. The devil will try to put a fog of confusion and lies around us, and it's important for us, therefore, to get our signals right, clear. We need each other, not be isolated, and be able to communicate with each other. So, but the prophetic signs, for example, and the word is truth for you. Say the word is truth. So above all, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the word. My word is true, Jesus. So that you can count on. And in the prophetic signals, then, we read the real things that are happening, not the lies. But right now, God is at work. God is on, right now, He's on the pathway. And He's doing mighty things. So, for me, I was so encouraged in December as Jerusalem was majorly declared the undivided capital of Israel. And it's a very, very, when you read the Bible, it's important to you. You'll find that that's a very, very important. It's like a blow, shofar blow of the Lord Jesus saying, I don't care how many nations hate the Messiah and hate the people of the Messiah, we are for Jerusalem and the wholeness of Israel. And no weapon, no enemy can get hold of it. And this is not politics, but for me, that was a great prophetic signal. And then, for you guys to get, to be encouraged in the Lord, this you see, this is, right now, I read just this morning, that it is not 17, the lowest figures right now of unemployment in 41 years. Say, yay, Lord. This is the lowest. If people want a job, this, you know, and it broke my heart the last several years because I got to travel to many of these places from Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Many, I would see the people, the empty factories and places that were vibrating with life, that the factories have been taken overseas for major places in Michigan, major places, Pennsylvania. And they were like ghost towns as you passed through them. Now, they were vibrating. I mean, in less than a year, something is happening. So, we don't want to be just, oh, well, okay, it's good. No. I want to cheer my team. Say, yay, this is good. Thank you, Father. I mean, the more you read all these companies moving back their jobs, that there are 5,000 here, 6,000 here, 2,000 there, new employment. This company is bringing in $30 billion. This company, $10 billion. This company, $500 billion. Walmart is going to employ thousands more. I mean, it's... there is something stirring. And this is restoration. So this is a wave. You catch the wave. Okay? Say, I'm going to catch the wave. There's a prophetic wave of restoration, of increase. Say, increase. And that word, Psalm 115, that someone spoke over me, and it's a blessing that I claim for each of you. May you increase, you and your children. For 2018, we're going to increase. Speak to the person next to you. Say, increase is for you. So, stock market has never being disencouraged ever, as it is. And we are going to personalize it. We're going to believe it for our lives, our families, our jobs, our business. If you're looking for a job, or you're someone in your family is looking for a job, or someone in our church, we're going to claim job and better job, promotion, and increase in favor. And in that context, then, we're going to exercise more faith and increase in praise, in prayer, in thanksgiving. And together, we want to get out of the fog the enemy creates. Was it yesterday, Hawaii, or the day before? It was yesterday, wasn't it? That,
hello, nuclear weapon, it's coming towards you.
Yeah. And I saw the picture of people running and hiding that children in those, what was this? Yeah, little. Yeah. Sheesh. So it reminded me of the 1950s pictures of what people would run under the desks and all of that. And it was just a fog. It was a lie. There's nothing in it. In that same manner, let's learn to discern some of the stuff. There's a fog of fear the enemy wants to put around you. There's a fog of depression. There's a fog of confusion, a fog of offense, a fog of oppression, of defeat, of discouragement. And as we praise and fast and pray, this fog is going to dissipate. And there are supernatural breakthroughs that God wants to give. So I just want to say that He's making a way for you. And I want to start thanking. We're going to start thanking the Lord ahead for the way that He is making for us. That there is, where there are mountains, just like the Rocky Mountains, we are going to tell that mountain to move. All right? And that's in Mark 11:22. And I don't have the time to elucidate what all that God was giving me a download. But let me read Mark 11:22. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. So these are the words of Jesus. He's telling you, have faith in God. Say, have faith in God. Make it a confession. I will have more faith in God. And with that thought, then, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it'll be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So, two aspects, and I want to wind things up this morning, is that I was sharing on Friday that I have to, each year, I have to go through a routine exam. I have to go through a thing just to make sure it's something that has happened in the past in my family line. So I wanted to told the doctor, I want to make sure that I'm clear. So on Wednesday I had the test. And usually it takes several days for them to report back and say, okay, and these are the test results. The next day, got a direct call from the specialist, his office. So my phone said, he's calling. And you know what? The first thing, oy vey, they found something wrong. Oh, in my heart, oh no. Oh no, okay. I answered the phone and it was his head nurse. Dr. So-and-so, he just got your test. He looked at it. He just wants you to know everything is perfect. We don't need to see you till next year. And I said, you rascals, you scared me to death. And they were just being early, right on top of the job. They didn't fail. But I was, you know, that thing about fear. And immediately, the word of the Lord, I mean, it's like the Lord came and said to me, I don't, you know, Jeremiah 29. That scripture, Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God corrected me with by the word, sending a fresh word right there saying, hey, dummy, why did you react that way? My plans for you, my thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And some of you know, maybe next time I'll bring this object. But I got this word when I was praying all night in Jerusalem. Some of you remember, yeah, years ago, I had it for 23 years. I would pray all night at the Western Wall after the healing service. And an angel would visit me every year. But this time, he very clearly spoke to me and said, the word for you, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. So I started preaching that, you know, October. It was like a poof. I had so many conferences to do in October, November. And then I went hunting in Michigan. And there was a clear day. You don't get any geese on that day. But suddenly some three geese flew down and I was able to hunt one. So it's kind of like a long story. But I'll shorten it. If you are a hunter and you find a geese that has a band, among the thousands of geese flying in the sky, a few are banded by the government. And they have a number so they can track them across all North America, South America. And they know where is the goose population. Is it less, more? What do we need to do to help the wildlands? So I was lucky enough among the millions that fly up that I had one of the rare geese that had a band around it. And then there is a rancher who, when the government asked him in Canada, can we put a band around your goose, around the geese, some of your geese? He said, only if you put scripture in. So his rancher's name is Jack Miner. So if you get a Jack Miner band, you are a specially blessed hunter. And that's it. Brought back the goose. Hey, Mahesh, you hunted a goose that has a Jack Miner band. I knew immediately there was a scripture on it. I said, what is the scripture? He said, it's Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Among the millions of geese, this specific goose brought the word of the Lord to me, confirming out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. So I have a special carved goose from Michigan by this pastor who the Lord told him to carve out a wooden goose. The next time, maybe if I'll remember, bring it, show you. But it's to confirm. God says to you, have faith in God. And as we believe, this is the year to increase our belief system, increase the level of what you're going to believe. We are not just going to see the Rocky Mountain and say, okay, we are not going to go. We're going to make a way. God is making a way. Say, God is making a way. And we're going to be in faith agreeing for you, for your families, God is making a way. And we're going to go to tell, believing, we're going to tell this mountain to move, and it will move. Say, the mountain will move. Hallelujah. While I was preaching, I got a text, so I want us to honor this. Most of you know a wonderful member of our worship team, my friend, Brother Frank Marino, has got this last couple of weeks, he really battled a great attack on his heart. So his last few days, he has been in the hospital, and it got very intense these last few days. And Michael, Nycom, Dennis Denton, Donna, they spent time with the family yesterday, and the doctors were saying that his heart was really faltering now. And so they gave him medicine that would keep him in peace, but the heart was giving out. And I just got a few moments ago, I got a text that Brother Frank went home to be with the Lord. So it is, on one hand, we really hurt for the loss of this great watchman. He has been watching and praying with us for years and always there at, helping us in the worship. But we want to honor his ongoing. I really felt suddenly there was just like a wave of glory. And it's like he has been ushered in to the glory. There is an eternal connect that we have. And it happened during our worship time and praise time. So I want us to honor Brother Frank. And Michael, you can lead us. I would say, can you help us sing Amazing Grace? And anything else you have? We're going to stand. And there's something prophetic about during our worship that he kind of, at this time where God's people are together, that he was ushered in. I was keeping abreast of all these things, especially last night. And but I felt the glory was all involved. And that God takes us from glory to glory. So we just throw a special kiss to Frank as he's being ushered in to the literal presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray. Let's just take your neighbor's hand. Let's agree for Frank's family, for his wonderful kids. And one of his sons is a missionary in Greece. And for each of them, Lord, I pray, come Holy Spirit. Comfort them. And let your comfort and strength be over our body and over the worship team, Lord, as he has been such a steady, faithful member. We salute this great watchman, faithful soldier in God's army. We bless you, Frank, for all that you have been to us. Treasure every time we saw you lead us, help us. For us, those who are close, so close to us, and to Frank, fill those certain gaps that we have with your presence. You have said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So thank you that you just took Frank by the hand. And he is in your glory. That he will be there in the great orchestra in the sky. In the heavenly glory. And that you are saying to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Now be blessed. Receive anointed rest and enjoy the glory and the worship. I feel like he's greeting one of the choir members, one of the orchestra members, Sister Ruth Heflin. Frank loved the glory that he's joining that company of people who love glory and worship. We honor your servant, Frank Marino. We honor his homegoings. In faith, Lord, inspire us that we can make up the gap. Thank you. There's going to be a great reunion one day, Lord. But we bless Brother Frank. We bless his family. Hallelujah. We salute the homegoing of this awesome worshiper of God. Thank you, Lord. Now, your spirit of comfort and grace be over us, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Michael.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.